Drysdale vignette entitled Bromeliads 3 in 3, 2, 1. Continuing on the topic of the unusual bromeliads, today some information on the potted plants. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale, back in a moment. 3, 2, 1. Once in the home, potted bromeliads prefer a warm, well-lit location out of direct sunlight and drafts. Watering needs to be done carefully using soft or rainwater if possible. Some genera are more exacting than others, but as a general rule for the vase types, such as the most common Acmea, with its silver and green vase-like leaves with no stems and large pink rosette flowers, they like to be watered regularly into the plant's vase using warm water if possible, as well as into the soil in the pot during the growing season from April to October, but use less water during the winter. Bromeliad rosettes die off, that's the entire plant, they die off after flowering, but offsets, young plants, are produced all around it. These should be allowed to grow until they've reached about half the size of the parent plant. Then they're removed with some roots and potted up individually. After a year, they should be ready to flower. One trick to stimulate flowering is to put a ripe apple into the center of the plant. Cover the plant with a plastic bag and leave it for 3 weeks. A new flower is likely to appear in 2 to 4 months. Acmeas do well in any house temperature. They grow in filter to bright light. They prefer to have their vases always filled with water. Other common bromeliads are the Guzmania, green foliage with red flower stalks, Varisia, green foliage with pointed red flowers, and Neroriglia, variegated green and white foliage with red flowers blending right into the leaves. Check regularly at your favorite plant suppliers as new genera and cultivars of the various bromeliads come in. I'm Art Drysdale.